the Steelers need to get up to up to par on a certain thing, and we've talked about this before, but it's becoming more prevalent around the NFL. The Buffalo Bills, the Tennessee Titans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Carolina Panthers. Pat, do you know what they all have in common right now?
Building a new stadium.
Yes, correct. They are all building new stadiums. Carolina Panthers just got approved for, what, $800 million or something like that.
From Jaguars just got
the Jaguars
$1.4 billion.
That will be done in 2028. So teams are building new stadiums around the NFL. And we're not talking about, I mean, this Heinz Field at the time was built for, I think, $250 million. We're not talking about stadiums that are being built for $550 million. We're talking about $2 billion. $1.8 billion stadiums. Like, everybody wants to outdo the next stadium, right? That's how the owners operate. So there's a plethora of teams that are building new stadiums that we already have a few right now. LA, we have, you know, Vegas, we have a couple other ones. But the Steelers, I don't think, are ever going to build a new stadium. I think they like their location. They're not going to tear down and build back up. Where else are they going to play? They're not going to put a new stadium somewhere else. But they probably are going to renovate. They need to renovate. But in your opinion, what should they do? Like, what would be enticing to a Steeler fan? What would make the experience that much better? Because you're also fighting the battle with people wanting to stay at home. You got your 80-inch TV. You got your beer in the garage. You got your sweatpants. You got your nice couch that you know, your love sack couch that you spent a bunch of money on. You could sit there and you could watch games. Don't have to go out in the elements. Don't have to be too hot. And you don't have to be freezing your butt off. So you're fighting that as much as ever right now. So if you, let's say Pat Bosick were in charge of renovating Acrisure Stadium, like what are some upgrades that you would like to see if you were a fan that wanted to have that experience, or you were actually doing the development?
Yeah, I go back to the beginning. You know, I don't think the Steelers should move their stadium. I think the North Shore, so much has been put into that infrastructure down there. Obviously, with all the build, you know, with the casino, with, you know, Stage AE, with the restaurants and bars, you know, along the drag there, it's become a hot spot. It's one of the reasons the draft is going to be, whether it's down there or downtown, whatever it is, it's attractive. I think they've done such a good job down there in that regard that now it's about how do you get people off the couch in the games. And there's a couple things to me. I mean, the biggest thing to me, I've always said that the upper north end zone there, the bleacher seats, you've got to do something with that. I think there's an opportunity to close that in and put more premium areas there. I went to a couple games last year. I went to the San Francisco game. There's a lot of red in the stadium. And I'm not pretending to know what the ticket demand is for Steelers. I think it's relatively strong. I think, you know, season ticket holders have relatively good value for their tickets, but you know, going down in capacity is not a bad thing. I'm not talking about significantly, but when you go from a bleacher seat to a chairback seat and or a club, you're going to lose some capacity. But you're providing an experience that's different for people to view the game. They're putting fuel level seats in this year for the first time for both Steelers and Pitt games. They're on sale for Pitt games now.
Fuel level seats? Can you explain that?
100 of them. They're going to be right by the visitors' tunnel. And right on the field level, a lot of teams are doing it. You know, Cleveland has them the whole way around. They're basically like a swivel chair, and you are it's leather and chairback, get access to a club, and you are on the field. You're elevated slightly so you can see over, you know, you can see over Broderick Jones who's standing on the sideline. But it's a different experience. And so I think it's, you know, creating those experiences, bringing the level of comfort and hospitality up to a high level. I mean, the Pittsburgh Steeler game, I don't think, certainly Heinz Field, Acrisure Stadium, isn't Lambeau Field. It doesn't have that, but it is, because of the success of the franchise, because of the location and the view of the city, I don't think there's any way you could move off that spot, but there's a lot you can do, and I'd be shocked if they're not looking into how they make that, they bring that up to snuff in terms of the amenities that are involved and the differentiation of experiences that are provided to fans.
The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Retractable roof, yes or no, here in Pittsburgh?
No.
No? Not for even other venues like Taylor Swift coming or Sierra wanting to perform?
You know, it's – I'd be curious to hear what fans have to say. I mean, again, I know Minnesota did it, but that's part of – I don't know. You'd be the only team in the AFC North to have one, you know, and it's the wind off the lake – I mean, the rivers, rather. You know, you get the wind off the lake up in Buffalo or Chicago. There's a certain component of that that I think is beneficial, especially in tight ball games.
But, yeah.
You know, I go either way, man. It's 11-on-11. You got to block, tackle, throw, and catch.
Right.
So, I mean, ultimately, would it make it easier? Absolutely. But I like the elements.